5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and diamonds are officially no longer a girl's best friend. I challenge that. Unless you're wearing a diamond ring right now, then just, you know, it's fine.
So but, like most of the women who are married?
Yeah, but I'm not trying to be insulting, okay? I'm really not, but I honestly don't think diamonds are a girl's best friend anymore, because when you go into jewelry stores, there's such a smaller and smaller selection of plain diamonds. Mm-hmm. Now people want like colorful stones and nothing's like absolutely perfect. And I like my ring that I have is an emerald and I love it. Mm-hmm. And it's not a perfect emerald. And now when I look at like perfect diamonds and perfect stones that have no flaws in them whatsoever, I'm like, you look fake. Give me the real stuff. Oh, give me the stuff with flaws and color.
Was this when you weren't trying stuff. To be insulting?
I know. It sounds insulting, doesn't it?
You mean when you yell, you look fake at someone's engagement ring?
I know, and I shouldn't, but when we were going to get some repairs done.
You look fake married.
I got my ring back. I do wonder sometimes, though, for people who have thought like diamonds are the go-to engagement ring.
If I saw you, I'd think, oh, she just gave up and gave herself a ring. She's probably married to a roller coaster.
Yeah. But you know what I'm talking about. When you first started seeing the rings that weren't plain diamonds and they were colorful, it was kind of like, oh, why are you doing that? And now I feel like it's flipped on people, and now diamonds are kind of plain wedding bands are kind of
This is what people say when they have a crappy car and they see people with really nice cars and they go, those are stupid people, those cars are overrated.
You know what I mean?
I'm just saying kind of the same sort of that you're taking is that people with their fancy rings and stuff, that ain't so cool.
Yeah, that's a really
I'll
nice...
tell you what's cool is my imperfect cheaper gem.
It's a very sensible Corolla on your finger.
Corollas are a great... Toyota's a great brand.
Yeah, it's very sensible.
Yeah.
But no doesn't mean like, they're cheap.
Oh, behold, a Corolla. No one's ever said that. Behold, a Corolla.
Okay, but what about a 4Runner? 4Runners are nice.
Yeah, I mean, you see a lot of them.
They're so expensive.
It's not a Land Rover, though.
Mm-mm. That's true. But now that I've said all of this out loud, I regret it.
Yeah. I mean, I like your ring.
I like how you're trying to act like you're not a high-maintenance jewelry shopper. Nobody has talked more about, well, we had our consultation for the wedding bands.
You didn't have consultation for your wedding band, Steve?
No, I went into a store and said, yeah, I like that one.
Let me see it. See, it's silver. You didn't go for gold. And it's not silver. It's like grayish. See, it's the cool stuff again.
It's tungsten carbide.
Oh,
wow. Oh, man.
You know how long?
I didn't know you were angry at gold. I thought it was diamonds.
No, I love gold.
Yeah. You have talked more about the amount of times that you've been to the jewelry store for your consultations for your wedding rings.
It's been two.
You have been there so many times.
Okay, four. It's been four times.
You're practically a gemologist.
Yeah. You know all of the people who work there.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. But and they even insulted my ring. They were like, Dainty's not in anymore, honey. We got to thicken that ring up. And I was like,
they probably thought it was for Ross's little knuckles.
Yeah. They're so little.
Yeah. They probably
That's
thought
his
it was
nickname, by the way. Little knuckles.
They probably thought it was his hula hoop.
I bet he has a rap album under that.
his wedding
it's a mandolin album.
Mandolin rap album. Little Knuckles. Oh, his, the Hairy Fiddler.
His wedding band is a rubber band from Braces. And we can change colors for those.
Three of them. Oh, they can make a condom.
I was looking at my ring, though, and then I did notice other girls with rings on the, like, we were just walking by, and I noticed on their hand, I'm like, ooh, that's a pretty little, like, yellow sapphire. And then I thought to myself, diamonds are out. And now that you've all said this, I feel super insecure.
I don't think you should. I actually, and, you know, I think
it's plenty
great.
Nice.
And I love that it's unique.
Yeah, it's just, a Corolla.
I had to stick up for traditional diamond rings because of how I bought one and gave it to someone.
I know.
What am I supposed to do? Go, yeah, you're right. The one I got for my wife is stupid.
Boring.
So
just kidding.
Lame.
All right, diamonds are still beautiful. I digress. Gold's fine too. Silver, gross. I don't know why you're doing silver. What? It's 2023. Get out of here with that. Gold, that's it. Silver's out.
Yeah, screw yeah. you, silver.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's terrible looking is that gemstone in your nose.
It is silver, isn't it?
And a diamond, and a diamond, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh my God, it is. It's a real diamond too.
Your nose is such a suburban housewife.
Ugh. Yeah, man.
Gross. Oh my God, I got a Corolla on my finger.
Yeah.
And I got like a mini Land Rover on my nose.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm surprised your nose stud isn't wearing an UGG boot. And driving a white Grand Cherokee.
Maitland, is okay. all this
Grand
ring
Cherokees
talk,
are nice.
Is all this ring talk hurtful?
Yeah, I'm really sad in here, you guys. Yeah. Come on.
I wish I had a pop top.
I've got all these lame rings. I just wish I had one.
I'll take any color.
This text, Ron's bought so many rings, he probably just wanted to change it up.
Yeah. He has done something different every time, and then
yeah. Well, that is good. Yeah, it's good to mix it up.
A lot of experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's nine more birthstones.
You know what works
stones.
And what doesn't.
Okay. You know what the gals like? Opals.
Who's up for topaz?
Opals are beautiful.
They are.
Yeah.
White gold is silver. Do you hate that?
I don't like white gold. If it looks silver, I don't care for it. Silver to me is tacky.
What, are you a werewolf?
Do you think if we beat you up enough about it, you'll change your mind in
no,
the next minute?
No, I'm not a silver girl. Never have been. Never will be. I don't know. Maybe
damn,
I can mix metals one
stance.
Day. I don't know. But I really don't care for silver. I think it looks cheap. That's not nice. But I don't understand. If you get white gold, why don't you just buy silver?
I think that's a fair take.
It's so stupid. Here, we've got silver, which is cheaper, or white gold, which looks just like it, and it's more expensive. Okay.
Could you bury some gold under the silver so it's more expensive, please?
Yeah. Did you put a silver gold coating on my gold? It's terrible.
I didn't think there'd be so much feistiness about jewelry.
Yeah, I didn't either when I first started this.
I bet you didn't.
I'm not sure how I can follow this up with a hot take.
Yeah, you have to have a hotter take.
I'm hot wings with a hot take.
Oh, hot, 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 hot.
It's not going to be a hotter take than jewelry, but the best part of bread is the crust, and any of you who think any differently are wrong.
What
are you talking about?
Well, I mean, how am I going to follow up jewelry?
We got to break this down. You like crust better than the inside of the bread?
Yes.
Ugh. What about like the hard crust, like sourdough crust? You like that better than
Absolutely.
The bread?
Absolutely. I love the crust. Greenbeard's with me. He always wants the heel when we go to dinner.
When it's homemade bread, the heel is really good, but it's the combination of the two.
Because then you get a little bit of both. Then you get a little bit of both. But man, yeah, when you get to the edge, it's a little more flavor. It's a little more cooked. Oh, it's good. It's the best part.
Why are you laughing over there?
The audience agrees with me on the phrase, I can't believe your nose stud isn't wearing an UGG boot. Our friend Gunner the Apple Farmer says, I almost fell off a tractor.
I'm not going to lie. When you pointed out that I had I think it's silver. I don't really know. I totally forgot I had a nose ring in, and I didn't remember. And I'm also wearing my grandma's engagement ring that's mixed metals. And it also has a diamond.
Oh, we got to let her know that thing's stupid.
Oh, boy.
She's dead. We can do a roast
Won't
in peace.
Stop us. Yeah. Roast in peace, our new podcast. This text, gold is for rappers and Italians. Gross. Thank you, Buffalo.
I love when
people paint with those bronze strokes.
That's the best way to paint.
A Ross is the Thanos of infinity engagement rings. Only two more to go before he can snap his fingers for infinity.
Dang it.
Just kidding, Ross. Sorry. I'm sorry you got drug into this conversation that started with just, I like gold.
Yeah, it happens.